Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
This is Luke Chepeda. I'm 5 years old. What I like to do is play with my old control hammer and play with Legos. My daddy is writing a book. Can you tell us about it, Daddy?
I've been writing a book for almost 3 years, basically about Christians in space.
That's not biblical. It must be science fiction.
Yes, I can confirm that. It's science fiction.
They never really have been in space, and this is the point where they want to go to space.
To preach the Bible, which is now known in this fictitious work as the Go File, to other planets that Earth has colonized over the centuries.
And there's some political challenges for them getting in space, and there's also some internal struggles for them to get out there, just some natural conflicts that come up within the group.
Why did you call it Star Chosen?
The name Christians in Space, that was already taken. That's where we came up with Star Chosen. I actually asked a lot of people. I say we because I throughout this, I asked a lot of people. But a lot of the time I was writing it, I didn't even know what it was going to be called. I changed the name a few times, but I came up with Chosen because in Peter, referring to the disciples, the Christians, it says, you are a chosen people. That really excited me. That's one of the names for Christians, chosen people. Actually chosen by God, being called out. And being a part of something different that we can join together in. And that really excited me, so I thought Chosen and then Stars, you know, because they want to go to the stars. So Star Chosen sort of evolved. But the friends that actually told us about that were sort of into sci-fi, they thought it was a stupid name. They really did. But it just grew on me, and that's what it is.
And why did you write the book?
You know, at the time, I feel like I was really going through a drought spiritually, and not just myself, but the entire church. What this book really was just a way to express that, explore it, try to figure out what to do next. In it, even though it is science fiction, there is a lot of me deepening my convictions, studying out things on the side so that I can write about them, and I wanted to really pull people in. What I was really tired of was trying to find entertainment that was clean. And so I figured, well, let me write a book that's clean, that doesn't have, you know, swearing or other bad stuff in it, and then I could be okay with showing it to you and the rest of the family and other people without being wondering, oh, I wonder if they're going to start doing some bad stuff here. So that's pretty much why I wrote it.
Well, can you read some of it for us?
I will read the first couple chapters, Star Chosen by Joe Chepeda. Chapter 1, The Fiery Circle. A spacecraft lands in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois. Three military officers, one female, and two male, come out of the craft. The female is carrying a pyramid-shaped device, about the size of a large pumpkin. Where do you want me to put it down? She asks. The shorter of the two males pulls out a gun, adjusts the settings, and fires it in a spiral pattern on the ground. The dense corn stalks in that area incinerate to form a fiery circle, leaving an open area of smoldering dirt. Right there, he replies, pointing to the center. The three officers enter the circle, and the woman places the pyramid device on the ground at the center of the circle and comments, "Let me go on the record here and state that even though I designed this device, I am still not convinced that using it is the best course of action. I cannot stress enough how dangerous it can be if this thing malfunctions. It's so powerful, we can't even test it. I had to use unstable particles to make it work. So we either have to use it now or lose it." The taller male responds without hesitation, "My apologies to you both in advance if this ends up destroying the universe and us along with it. But this is war. Now, turn it on." Chapter 2. You had a question, son? What about the bad guys? Oh, you're asking me, are they the bad... You can ask me a question during this. That's fine if you want to interrupt me. What do you want to ask me?
Are they the bad guys?
Right now in the story, we're not sure yet, but I'll let you in on a little secret. At least one of them is a bad guy in this story. And if we read more of the story, we won't get to it today, but we'll find out who they are later. But yes, what they're doing right now is not great. Chapter 2, Wipeout. Andre Ryder, an author of unorthodox spy novels, sits typing by the window in his high-rise condo. The wall adjacent to the window has a number of writer's awards and also a hologram displaying the promotional images from some of Andre's most widely distributed stories. The Cry of Chachi poster holographically fades into Chachi Returns, and then Chachi in Love, and so on, in a continuous loop of self-promotional wall decoration. Andre's condo unit, currently overlooking the Chicago River, is set at shuffle, which makes the whole living unit physically rotate, albeit slowly, upwards and then downwards, along with a trail of other condo units, somewhat like a square Ferris wheel. For those who can afford this living luxury, it's promoted as a room with an ever-changing view, ideal for creative types and those with attention deficit disorder. Andre's wife, Alice, calls to him from the hallway. Andre, dinner's almost ready. This afternoon, I met some of them chosen folks. I accidentally dropped my 3D camera down a sewer, and one of those chosen fellows comes up to me and says, I'm Seamus. This is my wife, Sarah. You go on and chat with my darling while I go down and fish that gizmo out for you, young lady. That's what he said to me. Then he goes on, and this fellow Seamus, he says to me, I don't believe in luck, but if I did, I would tell you that you are in luck this afternoon because I'm a fisherman of sorts. Can you believe that, Andre? The fisherman called me young lady. This couple is about the same age as us, maybe mid-40s. So then, honey, Seamus pops open the old sewer grid and jumps down into the sewer without gloves. He reaches around in the muck for a while and he finds my camera. Now, while he's down there, his wife is talking to me about some sort of book club or something. She wasn't even watching her husband splashing around in the underbelly of Chicago. I think she was trying to invite me to attend her book club. But the funny thing about this book club is that they only talk about one book, something called The Go File. She even beamed me a copy over to my computer and said I had to read it and then study it. I should study with her, she said, for some sort of life-changing experience. Those people were so nice, honey. A little odd, but maybe I should read it, this Go File, sometime. Andre, are you even listening? Anyways, dinner is ready. Okay, babe, I'll be right there, says Andre. But just give me one more minute. As soon as I end this last sentence, my novel will be totally finished. You didn't even hear my story, replied Alice. But I'll cut you some slack because it's not every day that my husband finishes his next generation masterpiece, but it's about time. Haven't you been working on this thing for 3 years?
As Andre finished saying,
4 actually, an unexpected sparkle of light crackled its way through the entire building. The sparks lingered for a few moments and then faded out.
What was that? Did you see that?
Whispered Alice. It's outside too.
Why am I whispering? Because this is freaky, mumbled Andre. It's everywhere.
Quiet down, baby girl, said Andre to the little dog.
Hey, Alice added, your hologram, it stopped working.
Calm down, little girl, it's okay, Alice added again.
Your hologram, it stopped working, and also, what is that novel you were finishing?
He was just on the screen. Andre's eyes glared at his computer monitor with extreme concern. Now, deeply focused, he tapped away at his keyboard, but with undesirable results.
It's gone. It's gone, Andre said.
No. Computer. Retrieve most recent novel file. Computer. Acknowledge. Computer. The computer gave no response at first, but then made a most dreadful sound. The generic factory default startup jingle played, followed by the familiar default introduction. Hello, I'm your new computer. Give me a name, followed by a few commands of your choice. And let Micromac, the universal leader in software, do the rest, because we did rest. Andre didn't name his computer when he first got it, and he certainly wasn't about to name it now. Consistent with the surveys, the majority of happily married men tend not to name their computers, while most single and unhappily married men... That's right. While most single and unhappily married men always name their computers. The most popular name for a computer owned by a male was Darla. As for women and their computing naming habits, they tended to name their computers regardless of their marital status. Andre frantically typed away at the keys to do a manual search, this time for any novel files and then for any text files. No, this can't be happening. This doesn't happen anymore. Alice, everything I've ever written since I was a kid, and every book I've ever collected, they're all gone. Our whole library, my life's work, it's all gone. Computer, open novel file, Chachi's Revenge. Please, computer, please. I'm sorry, said the computer, but that file does not exist. As your new computer, don't you want to give me a name? Micromac computers are fully customizable for all your... No, no, computer! Your name is computer, shouted Andre. Now, search backups and sub-backups. Search remote locations as well. That's right, search remote locations. Search other computers and the internet. Display all novel files, book files, and any other text files written by Andre Ryder. No Andre Ryder files, book files, or any other text files are found, said the computer. Andre's mind was racing. How could this be? He thought. Why would anyone wipe out only my work and my collection? And how is that even possible? Alice responded, maybe it wasn't just your work. Maybe everybody's work, honey. Maybe everybody's work is wiped out. Andre followed up with another command. Computer, search for any narrative files, computer, written by anyone, anywhere, in any media, on any hardware. The computer replied after a few moments of bleeping. I'm sorry, none found. Andre slumped deeper in his chair while Alice pondered. Can you have a book club without any books? I guess I won't be reading that Go file after all. And the next chapter is Last Days of the Faith War. But we will not be reading that now. So what do you think, son?
Pretty good. Last time me and Daddy read it, you started at a different part. What part did you start at?
Yeah, that's right. For a bedtime story, we read a part in the middle of the book, actually towards the end, where this character named Archili and Gio and JJ were actually on another planet and they were involved in an adventure. Maybe we'll read that in a future episode here, but this time I thought it'd be good to start at the beginning. Now Anna's ripping up our book here.
It's a good thing Anna is not a book reviewer, because she's trashing your book.
And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and...
Holy Spirit. Bah, bah.